A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 and sent them ahead of them in pairs to every town and place where he intended to go. He gave them this charge. What a huge harvest! How few the harvest hands! So go on your knees. Ask the God of the harvest to send harvest hands. Be on your way. Be careful. This is hazardous work. You're like lambs in a wolf pack. Travel light. Comb and toothbrush and no extra luggage. Don't loiter and make small talk with everyone you meet on the way. When you enter a home, greet the family, peace. If your greeting is received, then it's a good place to stay. But if it's not received, take it back and go out. Don't impose yourself. Stay at one home, taking your meals there, for a worker deserves 3 square meals. Don't move from house to house looking for the best cook in town. When you enter a town and are received, eat what they set before you, heal anyone who is sick, and tell them the kingdom of God is at hand. Headliners have warm-up acts. Politicians and celebrities have advanced people who search out the towns and cities for which they might be the best received. I never thought of the disciples as advanced crews, but here it is. Jesus sends disciples to every town and village he was prepared to go to. He urged them to be focused on where they were going and not get waylaid along the way. The mission was to preach the kingdom of God is at hand, as close as the hand person of the person next to you. People would know this by how they healed the sick and reached out to those in need. Their preaching was how they came, and in their person how they were the presence of God to others. We can set the stage for the presence of God to be received by others in how we model the love of our God. How often have we heard of the stories of the invitation that brought others to know God, or the actions of a few in the church that led people to say goodbye to the community? It isn't about being preachy or talking spirituality all the time. But today, will you make it easier to know the Christ by your actions? Can we remember that we are about God's work? God will complete it in due time, no matter how we are received. But this day, how will you and I carry the presence of God to others?